Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Economic Survival Guide. Now, you know I'm all about equipping you with the tools to navigate this crazy world we live in, right? But today, we're taking a slightly different approach. We're diving into something a little more intangible, something that can seriously impact your financial well-being without you even realizing it. I'm talking about gratitude. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing the next thing, always wanting more, never quite satisfied? You know, that feeling like there's just not enough? Well, let me tell you, a simple shift in perspective can be a game changer. Think of it this way. Gratitude isn't just about saying, thank you, for your morning coffee. It's a mindset, an attitude that acknowledges and appreciates the good things already present in your life, big and small. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Leo, I've got bills to pay, deadlines to meet, and a whole lot of stress on my plate. Gratitude seems pretty far down the priority list. But trust me, this isn't about ignoring reality or being Pollyanna-ish. It's about finding that silver lining, that spark of joy amidst the chaos. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate gratitude and unlock a more prosperous life. 1. The gratitude loop. This is a beautiful cycle where appreciation leads to increased happiness, which in turn breeds more things to be grateful for. It's like a snowball effect, but instead of snow, it's pure positive energy. When you focus on what you have, rather than what you lack, your outlook shifts, and suddenly, opportunities seem to appear. 2. Shift your focus. We all have that inner critic, right? That nagging voice that points out every flaw and imperfection. But here's the secret. You can retrain that voice. Start by consciously focusing on the positive aspects of your life, your health, loving relationships, skills you're proud of, even a good cup of coffee on a rainy day. 3. Journal your wins. Sounds simple, but it works wonders. Take a few minutes each day to jot down things you're grateful for. It could be anything, a delicious meal, a compliment from a stranger, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your skin. This simple act forces you to acknowledge the good in your life and train your brain to seek out more positive experiences. 4. Celebrate small victories. We tend to focus on the big goals, but those are often made up of countless smaller wins along the way. Acknowledge and celebrate those milestones, finishing a challenging project at work, making it to the gym 3 times this week, even just getting through a tough day with grace. 5. Practice active kindness. Giving back is not only good for others, but it's incredibly uplifting for you too. Volunteer your time, offer a helping hand to a friend or neighbor, or simply perform random acts of kindness throughout your day. You'd be surprised how much joy you get from making someone else's life a little brighter. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who constantly feels overwhelmed by her workload and anxieties about finances. She spends most of her time dwelling on what she lacks instead of appreciating the things she already has, a supportive family, a roof over her head, and a job that allows her to learn new skills. One day, Sarah decides to try journaling 3 things she's grateful for each night. At first, it feels forced, but gradually, she starts noticing a shift in her mindset. She begins to appreciate the simple joys, a beautiful sunset, a hearty laugh with her loved ones, or even just the feeling of accomplishment after completing a task. As Sarah cultivates gratitude, the stress seems to melt away, replaced by a sense of calm and contentment. She finds herself more motivated, more resilient, and ultimately, more prosperous in all areas of her life. So remember, folks, cultivating gratitude isn't about ignoring challenges. It's about finding strength and perspective amidst them. It's about shifting your focus from what you lack to what you already possess. Start practicing gratitude today. Even small steps can make a world of difference. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some things you're grateful for right now? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's spread some positivity together. And remember, until next time, keep navigating this journey with an open heart and a grateful spirit.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.